Hi, is Rocky there?
No, he's not. Can I take a message?
Sure, absolutely. Well, since he's not there, maybe you can lead me in the right direction. Is there a controller or office manager, anybody that does the financing decisions for the company?
I'm the office manager.
Okay, so you do the financial decisions for the company?
He and I together.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. All right. Well, sorry, my name is Steve. I'm calling from Cardiff. It's Cardiff, like Frank.
Uh-huh.
I know you're busy. I'm not really trying to take up much of your time. I'm actually really just trying to follow up with you guys. We sent out a pre-approval to you guys for about 2.5 weeks ago. I'm just seeing if it came across your desk or anything like that. It's the reason you got the offer is because it was based off of some financing that you guys did back in back with Wells Fargo. Couple years back. I don't know if that rings a bell at all. Does that ring a bell to you at all?
Financing with Wells Fargo a few years back.
Yeah, it's okay if you don't remember. The reason I'm really calling is just because you guys have been pre-approved. It's for equipment financing or working capital, about $250K. So I'm actually just really trying to see if you guys have any needs right now, that if you guys are trying to get more equipment on to your company, anything like that, that way I can, you know, lend out a helping hand or anything, really to help you guys out in any way I can.
Well, we get like 3 or 4 of those offers a week.
I'm sure you do.
I
know you do. I know. Do you guys ever finance anything?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Do you guys usually use Wells Fargo? Is that your go-to bank?
No.
Okay.
We go, we've done various different things.
Okay. All right.
So we have used Wells Fargo. We've used our local bank. It depends on who gives us the best rate. A lot of times,
sure, that's all it's about. I know.
The dealer themselves can find; they have the motivation to find the best rate. So,
sure, yeah. Even some people do, you know, in-house financing. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there a certain time of the year that you guys do the financing, or is it just throughout the year, like need?
It varies. There's no specific time, so.
Okay. Well, since you guys do shop around, would it be okay if I give you some information just so I can put my hat in the ring, you know, if you guys ever need us? I mean, the nice thing with our company is that we do some things that a lot of businesses don't do or banks don't do. For instance, we actually can get you approved in 24 hours and funded in 48. I know sometimes that the financing takes like at least 3 months sometimes through other banks.
Well, what kind of rates are you offering for good credit?
Well, there's a bunch of different programs, that go along with that. It all depends on what you look like on paper. So, it depends on what you're looking at. Like, if you're to do it, were you going to do working capital or equipment?
Just, there's nothing specific I'm thinking of.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether I want to give you a chance, I need to know.
Sure.
If we looked good on paper, what kind of interest rates could you offer on equipment?
Well, our rates would be, you know, anything from 10 cents on the dollar all the way up to 30 cents on the dollar. And it's not a regular APR. It's a completely different program than the...
That sounds pretty fishy to me.
Well, I mean,
that's
if you...
That's very interesting.
Well, let me send you some information.
If I can't compare
yeah.
apples to apples, how could you compete?
Well, how about this? If you want to hold on for 1 second, I do have... Because... To be honest with you, I actually really just transferred over from our customer service department, and I'm in this new training program.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would hold on for 1 second, he's standing right next to me. He's been here the whole time listening because he actually has to sit here and listen to me. He can actually go into more depth with you on rates and everything like that. So let me hand it off to him real quick. His name is Sam. He's been here to listen the whole time.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, this is Sam.
Hi.
Hey, and I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
It's Cammie.
Cammie, okay. So, Cammie, tell me a little bit about what you're looking for.
I'm not looking for anything. I was minding my own business when I got this phone call. So, he just talked me into hanging on the line long enough, and the only thing I was curious about is he said you've been listening in. Did you hear the conversation or not?
I just caught probably the tail end of it. I think you're maybe asking about what our standard rates are.
Yeah, I want to know if we looked really good on paper. What's your best? interest rate you would offer on equipment financing?
Oh, equipment. Okay, so we start in the mid-single digits there. So it will depend on what type of equipment it is. Depending on the type of equipment, we have different starting points. What type of equipment do you normally use?
A logging equipment. We're a logging company.
Oh, a logging company. Okay, we work with a lot of logging companies. You know, you'd probably, are you looking, is it larger size or?
The last piece we financed was $320,000. Well, the amount we financed was $320,000.
Oh, okay.
That was a couple months ago, but
sure. Yeah, you know,
I don't know what our next piece would be, but we're not looking for something right now at the moment. But
I see. Okay, yeah, we typically start in the mid-single digits. Depending on a couple different factors, we take into account how long you've been in business. We take into account the type of equipment. We take into account the personal credit, as well as the business credit. Now, when all of those fall in place and, you know, it's all looking good, like you're asking, typically I see 5% go out quite often, and we work up from there. Now, who have you guys financed from in the past?
We've financed with our local bank. We've financed with Wells Fargo Equipment Financing. We've financed with John Deere Equipment.
Oh, sure.
Financing.
Do you primarily use John Deere Equipment?
No, not necessarily. We have two pieces that are John Deere. We have several pieces that are Caterpillar.
Okay.
Various equipment.
Sure. Yeah, I know sometimes a lot of businesses we work with, they have like their particular favorites that they like to stick with.
Right.
But yeah, you guys take whatever comes your way. How long have you guys been in business?
27 years.
Oh, wow. Nice. Very nice. And are you incorporated? What's the business structure look like over there?
Yes, we are. But I'm ready to get off the phone.
Okay, so. Yeah, sure. No problem. I'll tell you what. Did Steve get an email address? We can send you some of our information. So, you know, the next time something does come up, we'd love to see if we can help you out. Try to get you the best rates out there.
Well, he said you guys already sent something in the mail.
So we did. It looks like we sent it to P.O. Box 1521 in Pendleton.
Uh-huh. That's the correct address, so.
Okay. If you'd like, I can send you something in email just so you have it on hand. And, you know, if it does come up, go ahead and reach out. And like I said, we'd love to try to do some business with you.
I'm a little hesitant giving me my email out because I can get bombarded. I'm already getting bombarded in the mail.
Sure. No, I can understand that. And you know what? I can assure you, you would just get one email from me right now. You'll have my personal contact information. We don't sell any information or anything like that. We're an actual bank. We have a lot of security. I can give you, a 100% honest promise that you just get one.
Okay, I'll give you my email address.
Okay.
It's rclogging@hotmail.com.
@hotmail.com. Okay, perfect. Yeah, and I'm looking at the file. It looks like, the last time that we had sent a piece of mail to you, it was actually just about 2 months ago now, so a little removed from it. And I know sometimes that stuff does get lost in the mail, just by the nature of it being mail. So I will go ahead. I'll send you an email right now. It's just going to have some basic information about who we are and what we have to offer for you. And you have my direct contact information in there. So if something comes up,
okay.
I would love for you to reach out.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much. Pleasure speaking
with
you.
Thank you. Goodbye.